After a little more than a month on the job, director Matthew Teitelbaum will tell you he's still crafting the strategic plan for the Boston institution he now leads, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. Teitelbaum replaced retired MFA director Malcolm Rogers in August after Rogers spent two decades at the helm. We caught up with the newly minted director in the contemporary wing of the museum following his appearance at a community breakfast. While his plan may not be written down on paper just yet, it's clear Teitelbaum does have a new vision for the MFA, and it begins with the museum's audience.
I want people to really treasure this place. I want them to know that they can learn and expand their sense of what the world is and what their agency in the world might be through the world of art. I want them to come here and see themselves and take that out into the world.
You've been here three times in the last 10 years. So, in a way, you have sort of a pair of fresh eyes taking a look at the MFA. What do you see that you like?
I see a really great collection that really does reflect some of the greatest achievements of object making and image making over centuries. I see an activated community that believes in the institution. You know, I feel coming back to Boston, because I lived here a number of years ago, this extraordinary energy and curiosity about the world that maybe the museum has to reflect more urgently.
What do you see that you have questions about?
General statement would be the institution has to be more welcoming to more people. Many communities have to see themselves here. So maybe I'm questioning whether we have the right message, whether we've created the right welcome to really engage people of Boston.
Do you sense that people are not feeling universally welcome here?
Well, you know, we're an institution. I think we live in a moment when people are questioning what institutions are all over the place. By our nature, we're intimidating to many people. Our entrance is glorious and intimidating at the same time. So, you know, how do you create that sense of invitation, welcome? How do you lead people to engagement? Those are questions that I think about all the time, and I don't think the MFA is troubled more than other large institutions in trying to figure out how to do that right. I just think we have to figure out how to do it.
In terms of artists, you've said and have exhibited in your career that you consider art institutions a public service, but that you also consider them as serving artists, and that's a priority as well. What does that mean?
That means that in our times, the voice of the artist is crucial to understanding new ways of approaching challenges and issues. Artists do open up ways of thinking. They do put things together in unexpected ways. And so having their voice in the institution can help the institution be a questioning place within our community.
Do you envision more local artists having their works on display?
You know, I think that some of it is profile, because there is quite a bit of work by local artists on display, maybe not emphasized or positioned in a way that gives them the full platform they deserve. But in general, yes, I think the voice of the artist in this community will be seen more in this institution. Not quite sure what that's going to look like, but I certainly believe that institutions are alive in part through the voice of artists.
At the ICA, you were a curator. In Toronto, you were chief curator before becoming director. Do you see being a curator still as one of your passions? You got a big smile on your face right now.
Listen, I'm smiling because I often say I'm a lapsed curator. Hi, I'm not the director, I'm a lapsed curator. You know, I really miss being in artist studios. I used to love that. I used to love the smell of the paint and the seeing the film equipment and listening to the audio stuff in this. I loved being where things weren't certain. But I've chosen my path, and my path is to say that as the director, I can help reposition this institution in relation to civic life or even some international issues in a way that's deeply satisfying to me. But I have given up some stuff that I love.
Given your passion, do you see the role of curator evolving here under your leadership?
You know, maybe it's going to move, it's going to push the idea of curiosity and challenge some assumptions about set knowledge, right? So what I mean by that is curators get hired because of what they know, but they succeed because of what they learn in the public space. That's what I believe. They succeed because they're able to find ways to share what they've learned with the public. That's a different skill than just the knowledge that they bring to the job. And maybe we're going to push that a bit.
Well, that's probably going to excite some curators and scare the dickens out of others.
I'm very confident that if you express clearly enough what the outcome is, which is increased visitorship and a more relevant institution and an engagement with your community in exciting ways, you can bring everybody along.
Well, you've been in the role for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Where do you see this institution being a year from now under your leadership?
You know, I don't know really how to say that because it's going to come a lot from what the staff tell me. It might be an institution that more explicitly engages with issues of our time, not just contemporary art, but maybe ways to pull out of our collections issues that should be relevant to many communities in Boston. And maybe we'll be doing that a bit more than in recent years.
Is there one piece of art or one object in this building that you think really speaks to what the Museum of Fine Arts is to you?
I don't know if I could say there's one object that encapsulates what the museum means to me, because a museum is a conversation between many things. There are favorite works of art. There are works of art. There are pilgrimages to me. Turner's Slave Ship is for me one of the greatest paintings of all time, and I just can't believe that I get to see it every day. And I often do because I walk to my office purposely in that direction. And it has the uncertainty and the contradiction of all great art. And it's sustaining for me. You know, contradiction sustains me.
Matthew Teitelbaum, new director of the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, thanks very much for having us over. Very, very good to meet you, and very good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks.